hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now, he sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, now the latest target by the Trump administration's efficiency office. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
It was put in place after the 2008 financial crisis. It is a check on big banks. It's often tasked with looking at fraud and abuse from the nation's sort of biggest corporations. It's proud of the fact that it says that it has saved Americans $20 billion in basically lawsuits against some of the biggest corporations in this country.
President Trump now vowing to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. European Union leaders say if that happens, expect counter tariffs. Egg prices soaring still due to bird flu impacting supplies. Trader Joe's now limiting egg purchases, it says, to one dozen a day per customer. Super Bowl champions Philadelphia Eagles will finish the week how they started it, celebrating their win against the Kansas City Chiefs. The victory parade set for Friday. This is ABC News. An apparent prank disrupts an American Airlines flight from Austin to Charlotte.
It's thought that a passenger aboard American Flight 2863 changed the name of his or her Wi-Fi hotspot to "There is a bomb on Flight 2863." Someone else saw it and alerted the crew. Soon,
a lieutenant from the Austin Police Department came on board.
Passenger Bruce Steen.
And he made the announcement, "This isn't funny. If this is a joke, please raise your hand now."
No one did, so the passengers were taken off and rescreened and their bags checked before the flight finally took off for Charlotte. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Friday's flight was delayed for about 5 hours. Sony says it's reimbursing customers affected by the PlayStation Network outage. PSN was down for about 24 hours starting Friday. The company is offering PlayStation Plus members a 5-day free service extension. Sony says the outage was caused by an operational issue. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. A slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 16, west winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of evening snow, partly cloudy late, low 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 5 above. Wednesday, cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow, highs near 11. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas girls basketball. The Lady Panthers at Prescott. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight. Here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a Republican bill would reverse State Superintendent Joe Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. The bill would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020 and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-2022 school year. New rule for election observers in Wisconsin is awaiting action by lawmakers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has drafted 12 pages of what observers may and may not do at polling places. The committee can request changes to the rule or forward it to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. And if you're taking your UTV out on the ice this winter, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds operators that no ice is ever completely 100% safe under any conditions. Four of this season's six fatal UTV incidents involved machines going through the ice.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Cobison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Cobison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobison. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest stop opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in Spring Lake Township Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old Felicia Biagi of Durand was traveling southbound on Highway Double C when she lost control and collided with a northbound vehicle driven by 56-year-old James Claflin of Hager City. Claflin and his passenger, 55-year-old Diane Claflin, were both taken to Western Wisconsin Health, while Biagi later died of her injuries at Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A former Menominee High School paraeducator was sentenced Friday in Dunn County Circuit Court for sexually assaulting a student. Authorities charged 23-year-old Quinton Williams with three counts of sexual assault of a child in 2023 after a student told authorities that she had a relationship with Williams after talking with him on Snapchat. Williams was sentenced to 1 year in jail, 5 years probation, must register as a sex offender for 15 years, and cannot work with people under the age of 18. The McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is the new owner of land on the east side of Chippewa Falls. The school announced that it purchased 57 acres of vacant land from the Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis. In a press release, they said this land, formerly known as County Farm, is located south of the former hospital building near the Chippewa River. The vision for the land is still unfolding, but McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is calling the purchase a transformational moment for MACS. The press release states that they plan to use the land for outdoor classrooms and nature studies in the near future. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is welcoming a hypothetical endorsement from President Trump. On Sunday, Schimmel told WISN-TV's Upfront who wouldn't want the endorsement of the sitting president. He said, whether you like what Trump is doing or not, anyone has to acknowledge that he's accomplished an awful lot since November 5th. President Trump hasn't endorsed Schimmel in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race. Schimmel and Susan Crawford are running for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election will be held April 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Heartland Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 40-year-old Abby Flynn of Maiden Rock was traveling eastbound on 210th Avenue when she lost control and entered the ditch. Flynn was taken to Advance Health in Durand with undetermined injuries. The man arrested in the armed robbery of the Circle C gas station in Menominee in 2024 was sentenced Friday in Dunn County Court. Andrew Horner was charged with armed robbery after he threatened to kill the clerk at the Circle C while holding a large machete-style knife during the robbery. Horner was sentenced to 15 years in prison, 7 years of extended supervision, and must pay $964 in restitution. A hazard that's been sitting in Olmsted County for nearly 40 years will be cleared thanks to the use of county and state dollars. 800,000 tires that are located behind the Haverhill Township Hall will be removed thanks to a $500,000 grant that Olmsted County received from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Now, the county will also contribute $350,000 towards the project. The old tire dump will then be made into a solar field. The removal of the tires is set to begin March 1st. It's hoped to be completed by June 1st. A Minnesota rescue dog took home top honors at the Puppy Bowl on Sunday. Foxtrot, a collie from Port Haven, was named Most Valuable Puppy after a standout performance in the annual Animal Planet event. His efforts helped Team Fluff score a 68-66 win over Team Ruff with a last-second touchdown. Another Pet Haven pup, Potato, also played for the winning team. The shelter did celebrate Foxtrot's achievements, calling it a proud moment for their rescue. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For five generations, starting in 1883,
Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
A large crack has formed on Lake Winnebago. The Calumet County Sheriff's Department said the crack was just south of Fargo Springs Road and runs from east to west, where multiple vehicles fell into the water. Officials always warn everyone, no ice is 100% safe. And they remind ice fishermen to make sure to check with local fishing clubs for up-to-date ice conditions. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. A slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 16, west winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of evening snow, partly cloudy late, low 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 5 above. Wednesday, cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow, highs near 11. Be listening for Durant, Arkansas girls basketball. Lady Panthers at Prescott. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight. You're on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
The Philadelphia Eagles won their second Super Bowl and stopped Kansas City's effort to three-peat 40-22 in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jalen Hurts threw for 221 yards and scored three touchdowns to take home game MVP honors.
Yeah, we had a focus group out there. Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, you know, just enough to put points on the board. And then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
Patrick Mahomes passed for 257 yards, but tossed a pair of picks and turned it over three times in the loss. Eagles tight end Travis Kelce
couldn't get it going offensively. I mean, they just got after us on all three phases. And then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes, not taking advantage of the play call and executing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad.
Xavier Worthy caught eight passes for 157 yards and two scores for the Chiefs, but they came after the Eagles had that game put away. Former Packers assistant coach Dick Geron lost his battle with cancer. He passed away at the age of 74. Geron was a head coach in Chicago, Detroit, and Buffalo after his stint in Green Bay. Bucks played a fourth straight game without Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Damian Lillard poured in a season-high 43. Milwaukee knocked off the Philadelphia 76ers 135-127 yesterday. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do. And I thought he did that tonight. I thought his downhill attacks to creating other buckets were great. And then that led him to his shooting.
Gary Trent Jr. added a season-high 23. Bobby Portis at 18 points and 13 rebounds. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team swept rival Minnesota over the weekend, wrapping up their 10th regular season WCHA title on Saturday with an 8-2 win and then adding their 8th straight win over the Gophers 6-1 on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves
that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The 2025 Hall of Fame class is enshrined in Charlotte. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
The 15th NASCAR Hall of Fame class was inducted on Friday night in Charlotte, a class that included Pioneer Championship-winning car owner Ralph Moody, 23-time Cup Series winner Ricky Rudd, and 28-time Cup Series winner and 2007 Xfinity Series champion Carl Edwards, who says he wasn't ever expecting a spot in the Hall.
I came to sport.
Dr. Dean Sicking was given the Landmark Award for his outstanding contributions to the sport with his help in the development of the safer barrier. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Have you ever wondered what all those clucks and other noises mean in the chicken flock? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. With some observation, you can speak chicken too as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Every animal has its own way of communicating, and if we pay attention, we can figure out what they're telling us. Melissa Caughey went a step further. The Massachusetts chicken owner has learned how to speak chicken and wrote a book about it. Caughey says for years she would observe her chickens and repeat back what she was hearing from them.
When they started coming up to me saying things, in quotes, I would repeat it back to them, and they would cock their heads side to side like a dog. And I thought to myself, wow, they're actually trying to communicate. I just kept trying to pay attention to what they were doing and watching their actions and watching where they were trying to take me.
Studies have shown that all chickens have at least 24 different vocalizations that include greetings, alerts, and disputes. They also have different pitches. Some are sopranos and others have more of an alto cluck quality. Caughey says after a while, chicken speak is easy to pick up on.
Chickens will say hello. And they do this as people come and go and as flock members come and go. And it's blah, blah. In my chicken coop, there's always one favorite nesting box, and the hens wait for that box to become available. And sometimes they're quite frantic, and I think they're saying to each other, get off the box, get out of the box, hurry up, are you done yet? Because I've got an egg on the way. And that one goes like, bop, 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 bop.
When Colin Cahey's flock is very different from the rest, she realized that the chickens have given her their own special name when they see her, want a treat or some cuddle time. And it sounds quite regal. Find Cahey's book and learn how to speak chicken at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12 above in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 34 to 1978, April up 35 to 1957, May up 31 to 1949, June up 12 at 1881. Cheese markets are higher, barrels up 3.5 to 181.5, 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 190.25, 4-trade a barrel, 6-trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 238, no trades, grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 132.5, no trades. Dryway steady at 58.75, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving up mostly higher after the market endured significant down pressure last week, as the market is holding above the market's 40-day moving averages. Now, it's still too early in the week for any cash cattle business to develop, but with packers having to buy cattle cheaper last week, they'll likely fight tooth and nail to keep the cash markets trend headed in the same direction this week. Now, boxed beef prices, though, are helping the markets as they are moving higher. Meanwhile, hog markets have turned mostly mixed today. Technical pressures settling into the market. One would think that the substantially stronger pork cutout values today would help ease that technical pressure, but traders are uncertain about what direction to send the markets, at least today. Now, some say the carcass price isn't being inflated by simply one cut's gain, but rather by the vast majority of cuts trading higher. That should be helping the markets. But again, we have some technical pressure in those hog prices today. February live cattle up 97 cents to 201.75. April up $1.25 to 198.02. June up 90 cents to 193. March feeder cattle up 212 to 267.02. April up $1.97 to 266.80. May up $1.85 to 265.45. February hogs up 40 cents to 87.65. April down 7 cents to 92.07. May down 2 cents to 96. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are moving mostly higher as the trade is trading ahead of that February WASD report that comes out tomorrow. Weekly export wire saw 365,000 metric tons of old crop corn sold to Mexico. Weekly export inspections also are strong. Now, soybean futures are moving mostly lower. They're right around the nearby resistance levels. Now, meal is flat to a dollar lower. Oil was also moving lower, and that's providing some pressure to the market, along with no big changes to the South American weather pattern. Weekly export inspections were strong at 1.042 million metric tons. Wheat markets were mostly lower as the trade chops below the recent highs, as the stronger dollar is limiting the upside. Colder air with some snow is expected to work across the plains over the next week. That should keep some support in play as well. March corn up 4 to 491.5. May up 3.75 to 504.25. July up 3 to 507.5. New crop up 3.75. to 469 and three quarters. March beans down a half to 1049. May and July both down one. May at 1064 and a half. July at 1080. New crop down three quarters to 1056 and three quarters. March soybean meal down 7 cents to 300.70. Meanwhile, March soybean oil down 23 cents to 45.75. Chicago wheat, March and May, both down 4 3/4. March at 578, May 590 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 2.5 to 625 and a quarter, May down 2 to 635 and 3/4. Energy markets are higher today. March crude oil up $1.35 to 72.35. April up $1.28 to 72.02. March gas steady at 210. April up a cent to 233. Let's check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Attention all ag producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Ag Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. One advisor says farmers don't stop pushing for a new farm bill. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
U.S. agriculture is still waiting for a new farm bill from a Congress that has a lot to accomplish this year. Cassandra Kubel, vice president of the Tory Advisory Group, told those attending the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay that it's important to keep the pressure on legislators to get the work done.
There is still hope, and I think we are witnessing, we hear this from the leadership in Congress that they still intend to bring it forward this year, and I think they need to stay positive with that, and it's a way to ensure that we're still engaging on the farm bill. Nothing's officially done and closed. So this is a reminder to the ag community, you need to still get out there and talk about the importance of what matters to you with that farm bill, despite whether or not it's taken up this year or gets kicked to next year.
She says the biggest danger for farmers is to assume things won't change, so they then don't advocate for a new farm bill.
I think it is. If you're not engaging, then it continues to go lower and lower on the poll of things that matter for them to be focusing on. And their attention's going to be taken up a lot on funding the government this first quarter. And we now have a tax package that's been announced. So it's not been officially introduced. It's just been shared out there in the greater sphere. It's bipartisan, but there's a lot to work on there. So there's a lot of other pieces of legislation that are going to be taking up a lot of energy. So to make sure that the farm bill is still important, regardless if it's going to be voted on this year or another year, it's still important to get out there and continue to talk about what those priorities are for you and your farm.
Immigration is one factor that could slow things down.
It's a real ebb and flow on that. Right now, we're watching it from the sense of what's taking place at the southern border. And before we can get to where we see any progress as it relates to the farm community, and so this is like Vivisa's and H-2A program, expanding that to include dairy or other sectors of agriculture to other visa programs that are utilized across the agriculture value chain, we need to see real progress made on the sensitivities that exist at the southern border and what it means for different things like asylum, restrictions there, and moving and processing folks. So that has to take place. So those conversations are real hot right now.
Cassandra Kubel of the Tory Advisory Group. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture recently closed the third application cycle for its crop insurance premium rebates for planting cover crop program on January 28th. Through 2021, Wisconsin Act 233, the state created the Cover Crop Insurance Program to help protect soil and water resources and support farmers implementing cover crop practices. Since 2022, 160,000 acres of coverage, or $800,000, has been awarded annually on a first-come, first-served basis. Program participants receive $5 per acre rebate credit through their crop insurance premium for acreage planted with cover crops, then subsequently planted to an insurable cash crop. All acres are verified for eligibility prior to issuance of rebates. To date, farmers in 60 of the 72 Wisconsin counties have participated in the program. USDA is withholding funds from farmers for conservation programs, despite the White House stating last week that funds to individuals would not be frozen. Contractors for conservation programs have also been affected by the funding freeze. An Iowa Soybean Association, for instance, cited in a letter to lawmakers that $11 million owed to farmers is now at risk. Farmers are learning that their conservation payments are frozen because those contracts were funded through the Inflation Reduction Act. Two federal judges over the last weeks have ruled that the Trump administration did not have authority to block funding that was appropriated by Congress. At least one Missouri farmer posted videos on TikTok worried he could lose his farm because USDA reneged on his cost share contract with NRCS and under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, also known as EQIP. The nation's largest meatpacking company, JBS USA Food Company, will pay $4 million as part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Labor in connection with that company's use of child labor at meatpacking plants across the country. The Department of Labor on Monday said the funds would be used to prevent illegal child labor and support victims of child labor nationwide while prioritizing those efforts in Guntersville, Alabama, Greenlee, Colorado, Ottumwa, Iowa, Worthington, Minnesota, and Grand Island, Nebraska, communities where JBS operates meatpacking plants. In addition, JBS will be required to hold third-party contractors and service providers accountable for illegal child labor. In 2022, the Department of Labor investigated JBS meatpacking plants in several states, including Minnesota, and found that the sanitation company Packer Sanitation Services Incorporated employed at least 31 minors in hazardous occupations due to overnight cleaning at JBS plants. Agricultural and farm machinery manufacturers could soon be affected by retaliatory tariffs from China after President Trump's levies took effect last week. Trump ordered 10% higher tariffs on imports from China and threatened Canada and Mexico with duties that were later delayed. After the president's tariffs on Chinese goods took effect, the country struck back with its own 10% tariffs on U.S. goods, including agricultural machinery, which take effect February 10th. More than 50 U.S. farms and gardening products such as mowers, egg sorting machines, sugarcane harvesters, and combines were listed as subject to the tariffs. That, according to China's Ministry of Finance. Several types of tractors, sprayers, and planters were also included on the list. China's tariffs comes as Deere & Company, CNH, and other farm equipment makers struggle with sluggish demand. After peaking in 2022, farmer incomes have drastically declined in response to lower corn and grain prices, leaving little to no room for heavy equipment upgrades. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Quiet and cold weather can be expected in our ag weather forecast as a cold front will move through today. Looks like it'll bring a few chances of some light snow. Other than that, though, things will begin to really cool down behind the cold front. Now, the pattern will be benign as high pressure will stay in control, but again, will give us some of those colder temperatures. Becoming cloudy throughout the day today, a slight chance of snow this afternoon. Highs will be near 17, west winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, a 40% chance of evening snow, partly cloudy late, lows near 9 below. Tomorrow, sunny and cold, high 5 above. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 11. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, highs near 10. For Friday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon, highs in the low 20s. For Saturday, cloudy, a chance of morning snow, highs low 20s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 10.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
he'd spend his life looking up at the sky. He'd cuss, kick the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance, creeks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they want to cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Another voice calling me baby on the other end.
shotgun rider beside me, singing to the radio.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been chasing, keep on fading, before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away.
away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As fragile ceasefire talks are underway for phase two in Gaza, President Trump, in an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer, doubling down on plans for the U.S. to take over Gaza.